Hello, my name is Gillian Tate, and I've been born in Maldon and lived in Maldon until I was an adult.
And I'm Claire Tate, Claire Yule, but I'm also known in Maldon as Claire Tate because I have a business here, and we're two of the daughters of Charlie Tate, who was a local artist in Maldon and teacher.
Charlie Tate is well known by so many people in Maldon. Jill, do you want to talk a little bit about his history?
Okay, yes.
The family history?
Yes. Dad was born on the 17th of September 1915 in Abergavenny. I don't quite know why. We're not quite sure it's to do with the war, why his mother was there at the time. But his mother was an East End family and they all lived in the East End. His father was actually a Chinese from Malaysia, and we haven't ever quite found out how he came across. We've heard he came to Navy College, and then we've heard he was adopted by a Scottish shoe manufacturer, but he came across at some point, and he actually died then in 1939. He was born, this is my dad's father, born in 1982 in Malaysia and died 1939 in
And we think Brentwood. That's where the name Tate came from, because we think that probably our father's original name would have been Malaysian or Chinese or something. Right. But it got moved to Tate, which is a Scottish Northumberland name, because of this shoemaker.
Mm. Yeah, and so he was brought up in Pitsea and near Basildon Pitsea, and there that's where he's brought up. And I think as a child they didn't have a lot of money at all, and he was quite poor and that, because in later life he's very much not materialistic, but he liked acquiring things and collecting things, which my mum always put down to the fact that he had quite an impoverished childhood and that. So he's got one younger brother who's about 2 to 3 years younger than him, called George. And then when he was an adult, he went to teacher's training college. He got a scholarship to go to Brentwood College and did teacher training. I think he actually did art and religious education. And then he met his first wife at the time, and they lived up there, and he had two children with her, a girl and then a boy. And they were born in 1936 and 1939. And then he taught art at came and got a, I think teaching art at Maldon Secondary School, and then obviously he was called up in the war and went in the war and fought in the Navy, and he saw active service. He was on quite a few known ships. He was on HMS Manchester, which is a sister ship to HMS Belfast. He was on the Flower Class Corvette, and he went all around the Far East and Singapore, Malaysia, India, and all those different things. When he came back, his marriage broke down after a few years and whatever, and then he took his daughter and son to live back with his mother in Pitsea for quite a few years, and didn't see his ex-wife, I think, used to come and visit the children, I'm not quite sure, came down to Pitsea, and then but then they moved back to Maldon. I think he went back to Maldon, but they used to go every weekend, to Pitsea. Then he moved them all back and bought the house in Maldon, 6 Fanbridge Road, which is now where my sister and her family live. And then he met my mum, who was a teacher at Maldon Grammar School, and he met her and married her in 1953. But obviously still had his daughter and son living at home with him. And then him and my mum's waited for years because obviously he had teenage children living at home. And then they had me and my sister Claire and my younger sister Annie.
Right. That's some history, isn't
it? Yeah, sorry. I should have written that down to have it in my head what I was going to say, really. But
going back a bit, what were your dad's dates? When was he born?
He was born on the 17th of September 1915.
1915, and he died on
the 12th of June 1996 in Chelmsford Hospital.
Aged 80.
Yeah.
And he was a teacher all of his working life. He was teaching art.
Yes, apart from the war.
More about his art teaching there? What do you remember as a child?
He was an enthusiastic artist as well as a teacher. So it was he almost had two careers, if you like. He was always drawing. So he had his teaching job where he taught art, but he used to draw all the time at home. So he was very prolific with all his paintings and things. And I think virtually everybody in Maldon that's of that era has got one of his paintings. And then we still have actually dozens of his paintings. He used to start one and then get a little bit fed up with it and move on to do another one. And he used to just constantly have paintings on the go. And as children, he was always out sketching. And if there was particular weather or particular conditions, like snow or anything that was particularly, you know, beautiful, he would get up very early in the morning and we'd get up as children and Dad had been gone painting all day.
Yeah. Does that mean that you didn't see much of him because he was always out? Or did you go with
him? I think it was quite normal. We did go with him occasionally. I think it was quite normal in those days. You didn't see so much of your father. I think life was a little bit different then.
He didn't come on days out or anything with us, did he, with our mum?
No, he
did
tend to...
We went out. If we went and did something, like went to London or something, he never came out.
With yeah, he was more interested in painting. Yeah. But we did go with him when, you know,
did
when
holidays,
he used to go
obviously.
Out.
Yeah.
On,
yeah.
Did he have a studio at home?
He had, yes. He had, like, the top part of the house, which was...
The attic.
The attic, which we weren't meant to go on. We do remember as children going up there, and we weren't really meant to, and it was a bit exciting because it had all different sort of cubby holes and bits like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he created that himself to so that he could get paint up there. But in actual fact, he took over a lot of the house with his painting. There were paintings in every room. I think my mum really only had the kitchen as her domain, and every other room had pictures and painting, and he would stop and paint sometimes in the... in our front room, what was used to be the front room, and all the other rooms, there was paintings and paintings on the go.
But we had quite an unusual house because he also collected like vintage old cars, and so we had on our garage roof in our garage several cars, and on the shed roof we had several Austin Sevens, and that were the main things, weren't they, and that, so it was quite unusual. And friends used to come from school and say, you've got all cars in you on your roof and that, and obviously when you're brought up with it you don't think it's unusual. To us it was just that's how it was.
He was an avid collector of all sorts of things, really.
Mm.
And again, it's probably down to his childhood.
And do you remember feeling really proud of him because he was such a good artist? Did that pass
not
through
as
your mind?
Not as a child.
No, if your parents are like that, they're like that, you don't really appreciate it.
No.
It's only in later years that you realise that he was obviously well-known and appreciated, and that he was obviously very talented as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as a child, you don't think of that, and you don't particularly... Yeah, yeah.
So did you go to the school where he was teaching the blues?
Yes, I did the first year. I did a Malden Grammar School, and then it went comprehensive. So Claire's the first person of the first year that went totally through the comprehensive system. And we did go, and it was the Plume was in two halves. Half was down, which was in the old secondary school, and the other half was in the grammar school. So I was only there for a year down there. Like, he only taught the equivalent of years 7, 8, 9. Down there now, but we did go there, and yes, I didn't like being, I remember being very embarrassed that my dad was a teacher and that, and my younger sister Annie is very good at art. My dad used to have to mark her homework down because she was naturally very good,
really?
And he felt he couldn't be giving her A pluses all the time, so I mean she understood that, but
Has your younger sister continued with her art?
Yes, she has done art in various things. She's worked sort of I can't think what the name of the company started for print companies and that sort of thing she did, and then when she was older, probably in her 40s or 50s, I can't think, then she then trained and, well, she was worked as an art assistant and whatever for a few years, and then she trained to be an art teacher.
Oh, right.
And she was an art teacher, well, she only finished that this last summer.
And Dad also started up the Malden Art Club.
Yeah.
Which was took part of the Upper Plume.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what year it was he started it, but that's still running. And in fact, I'm a member of that now. But he started that up with another member. I can't remember who their name either. But that was established a long time ago, and people still, as I say, still...
He must have inspired a lot of potential artists. Started them off on their careers.
Yes,
possibly.
Influenced them.
Yes.
Do you remember any in particular?
There was Eric Hepburn, who was a well-known forger. He was taught by my dad, and then it came out, and my dad was always proud of that, and always going, "Oh, I taught Eric Hepburn to draw, who was for quite a few years was a forger and done all these."
And Eric Hepburn mentions in his book how that inspired him to do art and encouraged him, because he was obviously very good from a very young age. And Dad said to him, you need to pursue this as a career. Not necessarily forging.
He must have inspired so many people, wasn't he?
Mm, yes, he
people you don't perhaps know of, but there must be so many people in this area that were taught by him.
Yes, if you've occasionally you meet somebody and they, when they know who you are, they're like, yes, I was taught by your dad, he was so good. And he used to read, when he would set the class A assignment, whatever they're doing, he used to read these ghost stories to them, and they used to really enjoy that. And they'd always say, well, can you read us another ghost story, Mr. Tate, and he used to have the class work in the sun. That's why he read these ghost stories, I think M.R. James and that sort of thing to them.
Did you say earlier that your mother painted as well? She was an artist?
She wasn't an artist, she was an English teacher.
Okay.
But when she and Dad were dating, she used to go out and sketch with him a lot. Mm. So she became quite a good artist herself and used to go with him on holidays, and they'd always take their paints and things with them. And so she did quite a lot of drawing as well. Yeah, she was quite good. Yeah,
so yeah, you obviously was. Do, Claire, you, because you're in the art club, so you do some...
I don't do anything like as much as I'd like to, because I don't have a lot of time, but I do enjoy it, yeah. It's relaxing, isn't it?
I do things like I make my own Christmas cards and that sort of thing, so I've done, you know, that sort of thing, but, yeah.
So you must have, and have had, so many paintings of your dad's.
Yes. Mm.
And when he sadly died in 96... What on earth did you do with all the paintings?
Well, we had, they're all up in the attic, most of them, hundreds of paintings. During COVID, I actually did go through and sort a lot out, because I realised that I was in danger of my attic collapsing, because I now live in my father's house and work there. So we sorted some out, and we had some exhibitions to try and sell them off, but we still have an awful lot.
Yeah.
He used to have phases as well when he would be very keen on doing certain things. So he had a phase, he did mostly watercolour,
right?
But and I think that was probably his preferred medium, and he also was a member of the British Watercolour Society. He got accepted into that at some stage, again I can't remember when, but then he'd have a phase where he would do some oil paintings, and then he had a phase where he would copy some of the old masters and things, so he'd do some portraiture and things, and then he would go back to doing something different again. He liked to sort of experiment and do different things.
When he was painting landscapes and buildings, that was it generally all around Malden, or did he go further afield sometimes?
He drew every church in Essex, and he put self-published 4 books about, which actually I think there's still a lot of them around, aren't there?
Yeah.
Which are like southwest, northeast, and whatever. So and every church, so he's actually that was one of his things to do every church in Essex. And he went, that was the main reason he went out of Malden, but he went to play, you know, like Danbury and.
But when they went on holiday, he always drew, and he'd take photos and then draw pictures from photos. Mm. But that was mainly for their private use, not, you know, to sell.
Yeah, he didn't sell.
So going back to the churches, that was a commission, you said? Was
no, it? Not Did a commission. He, no, he took he it did, upon himself, did. Yes. And then I think he self-published, didn't he? I think
he did. Yeah, he just wanted to record every Essex church.
Yes, every Essix church is recorded.
That's some job of work, isn't it? Every single church in Essex.
Yeah,
any idea how many there were?
No, I mean, there are lots,
hundreds.
I could,
And we still have quite a few of those, because it's not necessary something people want to buy.
Mm.
So I think we've still got quite a few.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
So you've moved on, and Claire, you were saying you have your own business now. Do you want to say a little bit how that started?
Well, I'm not quite sure how it started, really, but. I just went into the beauty business when I left school, and I now, since Dad passed away, I now live in the same house that that we lived in as children, so I haven't moved very far at all, and I now run my beauty salon, and I think I was the first beauty salon in Malden. I started in 1981, I believe. And I think that was before anybody had beauty treatments, and I was the first salon in Malden. There's quite a few now, but I'm still there.
That's lovely. And Jill?
I was a teacher, so all my working career as a teacher. I'm now retired. I've been retired over a year and a bit. But,
and what did you teach?
I taught primary school children.
Right.
My sister Annie, she only taught for about 9 years, I think, maybe. She taught art at a secondary school.
So looking back at your, you know, on your family, your parents, particularly your dad, what memories, what strong memories come into your mind?
I mean, Dad was quite, I wouldn't say eccentric, but quite different. I mean, he also brewed his own beer all the time. So, and he always, when we were children, always had the front door open. So people, friends or people would always be passing, and he'd always have him in for a beer and whatever. And it's very strong beer, so there's various talks of people getting very drunk because the beer was strong. So, you know, he was in some ways eccentric. He never wallpapered or painted in our house. He used to get a wallpaper book and get the squares from the wallpaper sample book and stick them up on the walls and things like that.
He was very proactive and very intelligent, and I think he was just one of those people that just always had to have a project, always had to be collecting things, always had to be doing things. He was never still, he never rested, and I think that's what we all tend to remember about him. You know, you never saw him sitting watch. Well,
he did. In later life,
he sat and watched television. But generally speaking, he was a very busy and active man.
He was also a musician, so he played the guitar really well, and he was in a band, a dance band, Cliff Canal Dance Band, and used to go out on normally a Friday or Saturday night and play somewhere. Again, as a child, you don't pay that much attention to where he was going. So he played the guitar really until, in his 80s, arthritis, he couldn't play it very well, but he was very good, and, you know, like jazz guitar and everything.
He made up his mind to do something. He did it, and he did it well.
Yeah.
That's a good memory, isn't it? Yeah. So he was such a busy and active man. You must be so proud of him.
Yeah. Mm. I think now you are, whereas when you're younger, you don't. In some ways, you don't like the fact your dad's taught your friends and that sort of thing, and he could be a bit, I'd say, a bit embarrassing possibly and whatever. Plus, he was an older father. We were from a second marriage, so compared to our friends. And as a child and that, you find that a bit more, you know, and he was quite strict with us as children or teenagers. And as that, you kind of, you don't appreciate him really for what he was until you're an adult, really, do you? I wouldn't think, no.